Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, despite the open border, trade between the two parts of this small island is still relatively modest. When you exclude Great Britain, 53% of Northern Ireland exports end up here in the south, but only 2% of exports from the Republic end up in Northern Ireland. And nonetheless, cross-border trade is growing, and with them, profits, according to Intertrade Ireland's All-Island Business Monitor. And Martin Robinson is the Director of Strategy with Intertrade Ireland, who joins us despite it being a bank holiday in Northern Ireland. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Joe.
Sorry for ruining your bank holiday up there. Hope you're going to have a good one after you.
You're grand.
Now, let's start with the good news. Trading across the border is growing and is making money.
Yes, Joe. What we've seen now for over a year is cross-border trade going from strength to strength. The latest figures from CSO for 2023 shows that cross-border trade reached 10 billion euro. And so far in this quarter, it's 2.5. So it's holding up well.
Okay. Are there any issues in the cross-border trade? In other words, are there any blockages preventing it from growing? Because there's no physical barriers. There should be no reason why it shouldn't be much higher.
No, I think, Joe, we're pleased in Intertrade Ireland at the level of trade that's flowing both north and south. You know, I mean, things like Brexit, businesses are telling us now that they've largely adjusted to the changes on Brexit. So trade is good. And for us, it's the figures are positive. We've seen 12 billion euros in 2022 was the highest that cross-border trade has ever been, and that's holding up now since then as well.
Now, you mentioned Brexit. The island of Great Britain has started checking food imports from the European Union. But just to be clear, that does not apply in Northern Ireland, that there are no checks going from south to north.
That's correct, Joe, yeah. And, I mean, Intertrade Ireland has a cross-border trade hub, and we are providing businesses both north and south with the latest information, advice and guidance and support to understand what those changes might mean and to ensure that they feel that they're fully prepared and ready to take advantage of the opportunities, whether they be north-south or east-west.
And have you seen any evidence, Martin, that businesses in the south might be setting up satellites businesses in the north because the cost of labour is lower and land and rent is a lot lower?
It's not something, Joe, that we've checked through our survey. Our survey is largely based on sentiment. So it's not something that I really have information on. But again, you would expect in some cases businesses are more aware of the opportunities there and the opportunities that present themselves in the north.
Now, you have seen evidence of labour shortages on both sides of the border.
Yes, well, in terms of business issues, the costs of energy and the costs of other overheads are by far and away the two biggest concerns for business. But the issue around skills availability is one of those that's persisted for a time. Both 26% are telling us they're having difficulty recruiting the appropriate skills in their business, and 22% are saying the skills in their business is an issue for them. But businesses are working hard to recruit more people through advertising and to ensure that they are working hard to improve the skills of the labour that they have to upskill and reskill their own employees.
Yeah. And when it comes to labour shortages, is this across the board in low-skilled jobs or is this mostly in high-skilled jobs when you need at least a university education?
No, I think we're saying, Joe, that the skills challenges are right across the picture. I mean, it's a very tight labour market, both north and south, as we know. And when we've asked businesses in terms of those overheads, what the issues were, 40% of them were saying that some of the pressures on costs are coming from wages as well as obviously supplies and consumables.
And getting back to what the other concerns in your survey, and that is energy. Surely energy prices have been tumbling over the last 12 months.
Yeah, they are coming down, Joe, and that I suppose there was a high a number of quarters back of, you know, as many as 80% of businesses saying it was a key issue for them. That's falling now, so we're seeing that pattern reduce over time, as you say, in response to some of those at the fall in costs. Mm-hmm. But I suppose the key thing that jumps out of our research for us this time around and the results from quarter one is the relative performance of cross-border traders, Joe, where we're seeing that those businesses that trade across the border, be it north to south or south to north, are performing much better than the counterparts who aren't.
Right.
You know, some of the facts and figures there. Last quarter, we saw that 41% of businesses who trade cross-border are telling us that they are in growth compared to just over a quarter of those that don't. Similarly, in terms of their sales, a third of businesses trading cross-border reported that their sales had increased in the last quarter versus a quarter of those that don't. And I suppose a particular one that is demonstrated through our research is on profitability, where we're seeing a third of businesses trading cross-border are reporting profits of more than 10%. And that falls back to just a fifth when you look at non-cross-border traders. Right. So I suppose that demonstrates that real important message that trading across the border is good for business.
Yes, it does. Is a possible, or the polls might suggest, probable change of government in Westminster? Is that going to change much for cross-border trade?
I don't think so, Joe. I think businesses typically don't let politics get in the way of business. You know, they'll look for the opportunities wherever they arise. And certainly our businesses are suggesting to us that they're keen to exploit the opportunities that exist.
All right. Well, Martin, best of luck with promoting cross-border trade, especially if it's a win-win for everybody. That's Martin Robinson, Director of Strategy with InterTrade Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.